Well, Gary, that must have been another really tiring night for you watching and for the players taking part in.
Oh, they were magnificent tonight. The amount of energy the players put into a fabulous performance on Sunday, mentally and physically. You know, it was a hell of a test for us tonight. We'd said to the players before the game that if we win tonight, it'd be our biggest win of the season, and it certainly was.
You've built on what you've set the foundations in recent weeks on there, haven't you?
Yeah, I think that's, it's only one defeat in our last nine, and that was to Norwich, who, it took a worldie from them to win it late on. So our performance levels have been good of late, and we're starting to put it together again, everything now. I think that's our third clean sheet in four games now. And, I don't think we've had a settled back four in those times, but the players that have gone in have carried the fight and done ever so well.
Yeah, at this moment in time, you've not got many competition for places at the back, have you? Your team's picking itself in that area because of the players you've lost.
Yeah, we're stretched. We lost two before half time, and hopefully both of them will be fit for the weekend, but it certainly doesn't deter the group, they just carry on with it, and fantastic response tonight from everyone.
Jordan Rhodes had a couple of opportunities. Were you thinking it might just have been one of those nights for him, or was there always a thought from you that if there's one more, he's going to put this away?
No, to be totally honest, whenever there is speculation surrounding Jordan, he always then follows it up with a goal, and so we were quietly confident that that would happen tonight.
Did you hope you'd seen the end of it? Bearing in mind, we're not in a transfer window.
Yeah. Of course you do. But I think it's come off the back of the weekend. But I said to you yesterday, I knew on Sunday it was starting on Wednesday. For us, we just carry on and crack on with it.
I fully appreciate it's an issue you don't really want to talk too much about, but I'm sure you appreciate we've got a job to do as well, Gary. Has there been an offer on the table for Jordan Rhodes, as far as you're aware?
As far as I'm aware, there's been paper talk and list of clubs. I took a phone call from a club today in the Championship in the bottom half, and I thought they might have been asking about him as well, but nah. Listen, it's all until someone tells me different. He's playing at Charlton, and I can't see that changing.
And you're on a good run, aren't you, at the moment? Just how much work is going into these clean sheets? Because your goalkeeper tonight was as much a part of it as the back line,
yeah. Wasn't
he?
Yeah, no, he's terrific tonight. He's produced a couple of great saves for us, and he's in fine form at the moment, and he's getting pushed all the time by Eastie. It was a difficult one to leave Eastie out again after his heroics at Anfield, and it just shows you the competition that we have when we have players fit here, and it's something that we've worked ever so hard for ever since we took over to make sure we had a real competitive squad, and I think you're definitely seeing that now. Well, I know you are, like you say. Daniil Henry tonight for me was outstanding again. He to play how he did against MLS, he was just fantastic.